Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, we go through all the new third party reveals shown at TFCon Los Angeles last weekend. Today is Wednesday, March 30th, 2019, and this is episode 321 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that had our parents bribe our way into Transformers University. I'm your host Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how you doing?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hey, what's happening? Let's talk Transformers.
As we record this, it's the end of TFCon LA weekend. Yoshi's still there, so he's having fun. But we're having our own fun here. So, of course, before we get into that fun, I do have to bring it down a little bit, just because we did get some sad news this weekend. I won't make Jeremy read. No, I won't make Jeremy read it this time.
I have been, since I heard the news, I just been like, well, I know Charles is going to make me do this.
All right, go ahead then, Jeremy.
I don't know how you get me every time. Okay. Well, the sad news this weekend was Beast Wars writer and editor Larry DiTillo passed away. He did much more than Beast Wars. He worked on everything from He-Man to Babylon 5. There was a long Facebook post from J. Michael Straczynski talking about him because they were friends all the way back from the He-Man days. I mean, he did so much, and Beast Wars was such a well-written show, and you know, I'm sure a lot of that goes to his work. So, you know, he will definitely be missed. Apparently, he had a long illness. He just passed away from that.
Yeah, I don't think it's an overstatement to say that Beast Wars was a really big turning point for the Transformers franchise, and really had a big influence on Transformers going forward. So, you know, he made a really big contribution to Transformers and lots of other things. So I'm sure, you know, all condolences to his family, and I'm sure lots of people will miss him. All right. Well, let's bring the mood back up. As always, we want to recognize all of our supporters, the people who give us money, all our Donatrions on PayPal and Patreon. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. I hope all the ones who were at TFCon got a chance to hang out with Yoshi. Sounds like had a lot of fun, and a couple guys actually helped Yoshi out. I think Yoshi wanted a shout-out specifically to Gabe and JJ, so you guys are awesome. Thank you for all the help. Also, number one Derek was there. He's always, you know, he's becoming one of our number one supporters, so thanks, number one Derek.
Didn't he say one Jeopardy?
Did he? I didn't hear that. Oh, that's great.
I think you say one Jeopardy. It proves that we have the smartest audience out of all the Transformers podcasts.
Awesome. And if you would like to join the hallowed ranks of our Donatrions, all you got to do is go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. And that's where you'll find links to sign up. Of course, if you don't want to do that, you can go to our merchandise store. Go to transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And that's where you will see lots of our merchandise from TeePublic. You can also get all the shirts at TeePublic from our store, and then we get a little bonus. Also, our good friend K-Girl, she has a store up now, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So you can check out some of her items. We'll put the link in the show notes because I don't have it handy. Yep. And K-Girl's listening right now. Sorry, K-Girl. We will definitely link it for you.
And we also have one of her shirts linked Super in Stark. Our store. Yeah, Superstar K is her name, and she did Optimus Prime with our logo that we've added to our store, but she has a number of other designs up, so check it out.
Cool. Yeah, so lots of good ways to support the show and support our good friend K-Girl. All right, well, let's get into the toys this week. And I think it's... you know, it was a big TFCon weekend, so we're just going to jump right in and talk about all the stuff that was going on at TFCon. I think that's enough to fill the whole toy section. So, Daryl, will you take us through this journey?
Will I? I don't know.
The right answer was yes.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. So we're going to take a look at some of the stuff that was done through the third-party panel. A lot of it we've seen before. There were some nice little pieces that we've yet to see, some add-ons, some stuff from Non-F that we'd never seen before. Non-F does some really great stuff. If you haven't heard our interview with Non-F, you can take a look at that. That was a long time ago, but I'm sure a lot of it still applies. He's got an add-on kit being done for Siege Hound, an add-on kit for Siege Shockwave, and an add-on kit for Siege Sideswipe. So take a look at those if you have those figures and are like, it needs a little bit more. There's a lot of stuff coming out that's new from New Age. They're that company that kind of won, unofficially, kind of won best toy at TFCon a couple of years ago in Canada with the New Age Bumblebee, the kind of super tiny legend scale Bumblebee that transforms really, really well. So
they have a picture of that, and there's a group shot here too.
That's right. So they've got a couple other figures coming out. The first one is Jazz, and it looks really articulate. So if you're a fan of Jazz, you know, you're gonna have to take a look at this here. And obviously they've got a couple of repaints here. They've got Stepper or Meister, if you want to go the other name. And they repainted him purple and put the Shockwave head on him and turned him into Shockwave. So that's kind of fun. And then obviously, like Jeremy said, there's that group shot. But they've also got the Prowl version of it, a Prowl version coming out with, I think we've seen this before. We were talking before the show, so I think this one might be old news. But then they've also got a Ironhide and a Ratchet coming as well. So that's kind of fun.
We speculate maybe the names were swapped on this slide because they have the Ironhide named McCoy and the Ratchet named Miller. And it just seems to me like, why is Ratchet not named McCoy?
So
he's an ambulance, not a doctor.
A what?
An ambulance.
I don't know what you just said. There's a new company coming out called Banana Force. It's a great name. They are working on a metal premium line, and it looks like their first figure is going to be RID Optimus Prime. Their big thing they're going for here is alloy joints and a highly movable design. They've showed a skeletal version of the inside of this Optimus. It looks very detailed. Also, they go on and they show that there's going to be a great armor piece coming out. So it's going to combine. So you're going to get your...
Well, they're going to have the Ultra Magnus.
They're going to get the Ultra Magnus and they're going to go together. The Optimus and the Ultra Magnus are going to go together. So there's no pricing on any of this stuff yet. So just be on the lookout if that's one of your, you know, your favorite designs. You're going to get the opportunity to go after a really highly articulated, you know, premium scale.
I hope they also get the rubber tires that don't crack.
Hope so. It doesn't say anything on here about rubber tires, but yeah.
And if they have a metal frame, they're going to splurge for the rubber tires.
Hope so. So jumping back to Zeta Toys, the one thing that kind of, from what I understood from reading tweets and in the Discord server through the weekend, was that this kind of really, you know, got people's attention. Looks like Zeta Toys is doing a Raiden combiner. And if you don't know who Raiden is, he's the train combiner from G1, from Japanese G1. So it never came over to the Western market here, North America. So you weren't able to really buy the figure unless you kind of had it imported or you knew somebody that was able to get it for you and bring it over. But this is a figure that is... as the G1 version goes, very hard to get complete, but it looks like they're going to do a, I'm assuming masterpiece scale. It looks pretty big, but we really don't have any size comparisons here. What we do have from Zeta Toys is we do have now a color scan of their Beast King combiner, which is their Predaking King, and it looks pretty damn cool. So it's, again, it's still in CAD form. We really don't have any kind of prototypes from it, but it still looks pretty good. Again, I would assume that it's Masterpiece scale. We do have some more detailed, CGI modeling for a movie-style Bumblebee. Bumblebee the movie Bumblebee. It looks pretty good. So that's coming out. But we also get some looks at their Bruticus and their Superion full combiners. So that's pretty awesome to take a look at those and see.
So I have a question about this.
Go nuts.
They're calling it Bruticon. Is that just their name for both sets? Or because they're Scrambled City, you can just have mix and match?
I don't know, Jeremy. I don't know.
You need to know these things.
Yeah. I don't know. The other one could be Supericon.
Supericus.
But yeah, so... It doesn't appear to be a name for the Superion one, but a Bruticon does appear to be the name of the Bruticus. It looks pretty good, very G1 accurate. Superion the same. It's not the only Bruticus in this pack of pictures though. Moving on, the next one is from Fans Toys, and they start off right into their Superion. So this is Fans Toys' first combiner, if you don't count Spotter, their reflector. So this is their first actual giant robot combiner, and it looks pretty good as Superion. You know, there's a lot of different angles that they have taken from him. They have two different faces, one as a like a cartoon version with the mouth plate, and then one with the mouth. So if you want to call them the comic book version or a toy version. I think the toy version had a mouth plate too, though. Yeah.
The comic book version had a mouth plate too, so.
It did? So.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the, I don't know, which one didn't have, which one had the mouth then?
They label it OX. I don't know what OX means. Original example.
Ox. Anyway. Either way, so there's two versions of it. Then they move on to another slide and show that they're going to also be doing a Menasor. And I think this is another one that they're kind of working on hand-in-hand with their Superion here. Both going to be the same height, which makes sense. And it's going to have two different abilities to kind of, one to match the animation model and then one to match the toy model as far as the upper shoulders and the head go. So depending on which one you want to go with, the chest and the shoulders and head kind of can be changed out.
Also, the legs are flipped around too.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yep. That makes sense then too. So yeah, those are some pretty cool differences between the two Menasors. I don't know. Personally, I think I'd probably want the toy version. The cartoon version's cool, but the toy version kind of looks better to me. We do have individual prototype images of these, some Stunticon members, drag strip, which is always a really cool figure because of the dual front wheels on this dragster, or the F1 car. It's really cool. And they've got a guy in the seat in this one, so it's different than all the others where there's no driver. But this one has a driver. And it does appear that there's going to be rubber tires on these ones. Also, they do seem to have a fairly advanced prototype of Motormaster. So he basically looks like he's done. Fully chromed, painted, and ready to go. So I assume he's further along than the Aerial Bots are either. And then you've got what I assume is... it appears to be Dead End. Yeah. So Dragstrip, Dead End, and Motormaster appear to be the ones that they're working on right now.
It looks like the Motormaster is like that Transform Mission Motormaster where the robot is just the cab, and I don't know, I guess maybe the combiner pieces are in the trailer.
Yeah, makes sense. He also mm-hmm. looks like he's got rubber tires as well, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also from Fans Toys, they are working on some mini bots. And the first one on the list here is a Warpath. And this is in full prototype form. And you can actually tell the spots where they're using die cast, because you can tell the where the metal is on the figure. And that's pretty cool. This guy's going to have quite a bit of die cast in him. So I expect him to be very heavy.
Yeah.
And then we see that they're also going to do a Brawn. And there's also a ton of die cast in him as well. He looks really animation accurate. So that's pretty cool. And a Beachcomber. Not as much die cast in him, but still a bunch in the legs.
Well, and in the cage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then probably the one that wins funniest name of the convention is Fans Toys FT-44, their Astrotrain. They're calling it Thomas. I love it. It's perfect. And yeah, this is all just prototypes and kind of CG models. But he looks really good, really detailed in train mode. You're getting like individual wheels and spokes and stuff designed into the thing. That's really cool.
What I think is really neat about this is the base it comes with.
Yes.
Like it's like a section of train track that you can also make into something that'll hold up the shuttle.
Mm-hmm. Like a flight stand. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really ingenious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Also like how his chest can be both cartoon and toy versions.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to choose between one company and another.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's pretty awesome. Moving on to Planet X, we get a Deathsaurus, which is a figure that's kind of, it's thrown curveballs at the companies the last couple of years, because some companies have tried it, and I don't think they've done as well as they'd like to. This Planet X one looks pretty good. A nice head sculpt with some crazy wings. And Planet X's deal is that they've been doing the war for and the fall of Cybertron look, right? That's been their shtick. But this is a weird chicken dragon guy, you know. It's with a robot, you know, inside. But it really, I mean, if I had to say, does it fit into that that aesthetic? I would say no. It's its own thing. You know, it's kind of kooky. It's, you know, it's a little weird and wild.
The way it's blocky-ish to resemble G1.
Mm-hmm.
That it's closer to that than the game look.
Yeah, but I like it. It looks good. It looks like it should be Japanese, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. And they've also added in another figure into that old aesthetic of the game, which is their Ironhide. And it definitely fits into that old aesthetic. And they're showing off that they are still working on a Star Saber as well. And it will look like it to be a Brain Master. Or at least he's got the little guy. I don't know if he's going to actually be a working Brain Master. But their last panel for their company does show that they do have another figure here that's going to form. It's what is he? Leo?
Victory Leo?
Victory Leo, yeah. So Victory Leo is going to be there, and so you're likely going to get a Victory Saber. And let's
see. Yeah, I mean, they show the silhouette of him combining.
Exactly.
So, yeah, definitely going to get a Victory Saber.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we got anything new from Fans Hobby. Basically a recolor of something they already made. Well, maybe not. No, we've got this Athena, which is... I think it's, what is her name?
Minerva.
Minerva, that's right. Coming with a small little figure that goes inside in alt mode. It got a lot of attention because of the Minerva, like the headmaster is huge.
Well, and she is a headmaster.
Of course, yeah.
The pilot is a headmaster.
Oh, is it? That is the headmaster then. Okay, that's cool.
Like a couple slides over.
Okay, so that's why it makes sense why it's so big. It looks odd because the figure is it's a female character, so the figure is slimmed down a little, but the head is larger than the body, you know, would give it credit for. But that's cool, a Minerva figure.
And she has the little chest indicators like the classic headmasters.
Mm-hmm.
And you can easily repaint that into a Nightbeat.
Well, you could redesign it into a Nightbeat. I think, like I said before, with the figure being slimmer for a female character, you wouldn't want a Nightbeat to be that slim.
But Nightbeat was a repaint of Minerva in G1, so.
He's saying this particular figure they have given female proportions.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you.
Nightbeat's a wiry guy. I'm reaching here.
Turn off his mic, Jeremy. a couple other things they just show from Fans Hobby is that they're working on. There's a lot of silhouettes going on here, but the one that I kind of got drawn to is the one that shows that they're basically building the Armada Prime, and it's going to be with all the fucking shit. Sorry, I swore, but they're building all the crazy crap that Armada Prime had. They've got the Prime with the truck and the trailer. Okay, cool. That was pretty big. They've got Overload, the really tiny truck that pulled the obscurely large, like the crazy, ridiculously large trailer that had no business being pulled by the tiny little truck. And they're also going to do the space shuttle that was held on that crazy, the Jetfire that was held on that crazy large trailer, that all of that crazy crap combines into the super mode of the Armada Prime.
The Jetfire is a whole nother figure, so hopefully that also turns into a robot. Yeah,
I'm assuming it does. So does Overload, right? So yeah. You've got three figures that'll all combine into this one humongous crazy thing. I love it. It's I have the original figure, and it's in its craziness. There's beauty. It just keeps going up. It's like it's so tall, but they just keep building on more guns. So yeah, I love that they're doing it, and it's all just silhouettes, and nothing is realized yet. But hey, keep your eyes open. Mastermind Creations. The only thing on this page for them is the Supermax crowdfund. And as of right now, with 3 days left, they're at 459 of their 800 goal. TFCon did not help. This is not looking great. If you are interested in this thing, by the time this comes out, you're likely going to have that day. You're going to have Wednesday to do it, so you might want to get on it and make it happen, but it's not looking good. That's unfortunate. I know there's a lot of people out there that are interested in it. I did not get into it. I spent way too much this weekend, so I didn't really have a chance to do it. But I guess it wouldn't be taking my money right away, would it? But yeah, whatever. I know that they extended it into TFCon because they thought TFCon would be a much bigger audience that they could promoted at and hopefully get the last bit, the last little hurdle to jump and get on their way to the finish, but it doesn't appear to have worked. That's unfortunate, and I'm sad for them. Before I leave Mastermind Creations, I just want to say that they did end off their slides with pictures of their version of the DJD. We have no new pictures of the actual DJD members, but we do have a new picture of Nickel and the Spark Eater. So they look like to be the next thing coming out. A couple new little figures there to add to your DJD shelf. Ocular Max, we've seen all this before. This is the other Bruticus that I was talking about earlier. This is the one where each individual limb figure has the integrated hand or foot necessary for that component. It's a very cool idea and something that takes away from the parts former aspect of the combiner. So if that's something you're interested in, take a look at that. There is an animation that you can take a look at as well. This has been seen before, but take a look. They're also going to sell a cage for their Jaguar, their Ravage that they came out with a little while ago. This is just a cage that you can put Ravage in. And onto the, I guess it's, this was new from Ocular Max. It's their Unlimited series. And this is interesting because we just found out recently that Hasbro is coming out with their own version of this. So this is, they're calling Ocular Max is calling it Stellaris Prominion. And this is the Optimus Prime. I don't know what the actual
Star
name
is. Star Convoy.
Is it Star Convoy? That's the actual name? Okay, cool.
I'm pretty sure.
So it's Star Convoy. And it's a gorgeous figure. I've always loved the design of it. But yeah, we just learned that Hasbro is putting a Star Convoy in Siege. So that's unfortunate news for Ocular Max. But it's a cool looking figure, I gotta say. But that brings us to the end of the slides here, guys. Anything that stuck out to you? Anything you want to comment on a little bit more?
RID Optimus Prime is just...
From Banana
Force?
So
my jam. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is on my I really, really want it list.
That's a I don't care what it costs, I'm getting it list?
Mm. It's depending on how much it costs, I'm going to probably save up for it. Unless it's just an obscene amount because of all the metal in there.
Wow.
And that was Star Convoy.
The Deathsaurus looked pretty cool to me. I mean, Space Chicken is always cool.
All right.
It's something we don't see every day.
Yeah.
Something unique.
No, they're definitely running out of original G1 designs, the ones that you got in the original show from over here in North America. So they're reaching out into the obscure Japanese or European designs. So You're getting some different ones here that have maybe a smaller fan base, but nonetheless, they're awesome designs.
And the new age Jazz figures, I for some reason that the Shockwave Jazz is just really looks interesting
why?
To me. I don't know why they did that, but
interesting. Like I kind of want it, or interesting. Like why does it exist?
I mean, like, I'd like to look at it and mess around with it. Probably wouldn't buy it, but...
You like purple, don't you?
Was Shockwave, was Shockwave a car for, like, Vinyl Tech or Alternators?
Yeah, probably.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, he was. And he was a Mazda 6, so it's not exactly...
Mazda?
Yes. So it's not exactly a Porsche, but it kind of ends up looking the same way.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of matches the add-on set that you could get. I can't remember the company that sold it, but I did get it. But you were able to take your Special Ops Jazz from Hasbro and swap the heads, put a Shockwave head on it, put a little gun arm on it, and you could paint it up however you wanted to, but it did come with some stickers that you could throw on. But yeah, I did it. I painted mine purple and threw the gun arm on, the head on, and it looked okay. But yeah, it turned the Porsche purple. So
I will also say those Fans Toys mini bots with all the die cast in it, that really looks neat.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know how much the metal is going to add to the cost, but
It's
neat seeing it in these figures, especially where you can see just like so clearly where it's going to be.
Yeah. I do like the Warpath design. I have their Sea Spray, and I remember it costing me $60 US. So I would imagine that that's probably going to be the price of what Brawn and Beachcomber are. I think probably maybe $10 more for Warpath. I would hope that they'd be the same, but you can physically see he's bigger. I wouldn't expect them to sell it for less, but I would hope, though, that it would be not too much more. But I agree with you. I like that Warpath a lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like the Thomas the best out of this one. The name is great, which, I mean,
yeah.
Who cares about the name at the end of the day? But that train mode, it just looks like so much detail is put into those wheels. And not that I'd ever really keep it in train mode, but I just like knowing that I could put it there, stick it on a track, and just look at it and be like, that looks like a freaking train, man. Like, that's... That really looks like a train.
Well, and just the track accessory itself. I mean, that would
Of course, yeah.
You know, I would like to see just more accessories like that, where creative ways to display your toys.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, that's it for the third-party panel, Charles.
I did want to mention, because we did see that there was one exclusive that was announced after we recorded last week's show, and we got a nice picture that Make Toys... I guess G2 Starscream Screamer repaint, and then Yoshi got that nice picture of Aaron holding the one he got.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's a really
it looks nice.
But yeah, and check out lots of other pictures on our Twitter page from Yoshi. I guess he's posting to Instagram too, isn't he? So
I believe so. Yep.
Yeah. So lots of pictures from TFCon. I'm sure when the next time we get Yoshi back on the show, he'll be able to give us a full accounting of his TFCon adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that is all the toy topics. It was all TFCon all weekend. So let's move on to some trips to the store. And this is where we show off all the awesome Transformers stuff we got this week. We do this as a video that you can see on YouTube. And you can see us show off all our purchases in beautiful high definition. But you can also listen right now. Keep listening to the podcast. You can listen to us describe everything in loving detail as we keep talking. So without further ado, trips to the store. All right. So let's do what we came here to do and talk about all the stuff we got this week. And I didn't pick an order going forward, so I'm just going to pick on Jeremy.
It's just a comic week for me with the new series starting up. I had gotten a bunch of the covers, but I'm going to start off. I finally remembered to bring my Star Trek versus Transformers number 5, cover A. Finishing out, I guess, the old phase of the Transformers stuff, and now we have a bold new era. The first cover I got is cover A. I cannot remember who did these.
It's Rodriguez.
Gabriel Rodriguez.
Oh, okay. Gabriel Rodriguez. This is what you see in a lot of the promo art. It's nice. It does look at places like Megatron has fingerprints on him. The shading they did. And then this one is...
That's Angel Hernandez, the interior artist.
This one? Yeah, so this is nice. You get Rubble in the front and then more well-known characters in the back. And then finally, what?
It was Colors by Joanna LaFuente.
Ah. And then finally, I was actually tempted to pull Shelton. At least for what was available in the comic book store, because there's so many convention exclusives. But I didn't really like RIB, but I got RIA by Casey Collar and Josh Bertram. This is one of my favorites of the bunch. I'm happy to have picked that up. One last thing came in this week, and this is for this coming weekend. I will be at C2E2 in Chicago as press, which is cool. I already have a couple interviews lined up. I don't know if I will be able to match what Daryl was able to do at Toronto Comic Con, but hey, I'm going to get to meet the Animaniacs cast for a photo op. So even if I don't get to interview them,
got to set the bar somewhere.
Yeah. So that's all I got this week. And I'm sure I'll have more next week after the con.
Rob Paulsen was on Transformers. He was
and Jess Harnell.
Yeah.
He was in the live action movie. So I'm gonna try to get something with them, but I'm not optimistic because they are pretty high up there,
next level.
Yeah, but just the fact that I finally decided I'm gonna splurge for the photo op with them, Tress McNeil and Maurice LaMarche, and then I'm gonna get some autographs, which since they're not comic creators, they're not free. But I think it's like $30 or something. Next week, I'm going to have a lot of fun stuff. And I guarantee not all Transformers.
Well, nice. We can do that. You can do that this week?
Well, according to Vangelis, I'm the guy in charge of the podcast. So.
I have to dispute that.
Listen to the TFCon podcast, family.
All right. I guess I will go next because I have pretty much the same stuff that Jeremy has, except less. So I also got Transformers number 1. I got the Gabriel Rodriguez cover A, the Angel Hernandez cover B, and the Casey Collar retailer incentive cover, and that's it. I do not have a press pass to C2E2, sadly, but lots of Transformers comics goodness. I am excited for the new Transformers series. So I hope they keep to their schedule so that we get a new book next week, but we'll see. but I'm looking forward to it. All right. Throw it to you, Daryl. What do you got?
Well, I got the first three, or the first issue of the Transformers comic. I've got this cover by Rodriguez, this one by Angel Hernandez, and this one by Casey Collar. And that's it. No, what? I picked this up today. I picked it up yesterday at the Toronto Convention Center. Oh, I should mention, I do have a press pass that I got, but I used it this weekend. I was at Toronto Comic Con as press, representing Transmissions Podcast, of course. So I got to interview some people. So look for those coming up. They're being worked on, you know, as we speak.
Top men.
Yes. And I got to interview a couple people, so hopefully you guys like those interviews. But one of the people I interviewed was Dan Fogler, and he's on Goldberg's. He's on Fantastic Beasts. He, you know, he does those movies. So he's an actor, and he was the main guy in Balls of Fury, if you remember that movie. But he's also writing his own comics right now, too. So, so this was it. This is a little trade paperback right now. He's doing those. And it's called Brooklyn Gladiator. This is Volume 0. It's put out by Chapter House. It's pretty awesome. So I'm going to take a look at it. The art's great. So I'm looking forward to sitting down and reading it for a bit.
You got him to sign it, right?
Nope, I didn't.
Okay.
He was busy for today. He was real busy, so I didn't.
No.
As far as Transformers go, I picked this up this week before I left. This is Classics Starscream, but it's the different color match that I had. I have the G1 color of this figure, so I got the other one. I just figured mine that I have is with the Coronation kit that I got. This one doesn't have it, so I figured I'd pick it up. That's different. I got some stuff signed at the convention this weekend. A lot of stuff signed by people that may not know, but the main one that I got signed was Denny O'Neill. So he's a big-time writer. So I got him to sign my Batman 241, my Superman 233.
Love that cover.
It's pretty good. And, of course, Green Lantern, 85 and 86. So those are all signed by him now as well. I picked up one convention exclusive. This is a foil variant of the Harley Quinn one-shot.
Shiny.
Very shiny, yeah. So this is pretty cool. I like these DC, these foil ones. I wish Marvel would start doing stuff like this.
So shiny, you can see the reflection of just how bad the new Skype interface is.
And I did get a commission done. This one is done by a guy by the name of Dylan Burnett. He was the artist on the Cosmic Ghost Rider series. And I gave him an option, and he picked Action Comics 1000, and he wanted to draw 90s Superboy.
Awesome.
So, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Just recently returned.
There you go. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. And he did a really good job. So, yeah. That's it. I got a few other things, but they don't really mean anything for the show. So I don't need to show them off. That's all I got this week, guys.
Well, that's all for this week's trips to the store. All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and let's move on to some convention news.
All right, we have just a little bit of convention news, considering everything happened this last weekend. But as per usual, TFCon announced their next date, or their next U.S. date at the end of this convention. They will be back in D.C., or more accurately, Reston, Virginia, on October 25th through 27th of this year. So another short, 7 months and they'll be back in the States. I'm wondering if we should expect just another like September, October time frame going forward? Because, I mean, it seems like the LA thing was just kind of they were able to get all these people together at the state. But
yeah, I mean,
the DC area is more doable, I think, for a lot of us.
Yeah. I think that this was just a one-off, unless they're going to do two TF cons a year now.
Three.
Well, two US ones plus one Canada.
You're just discounting me altogether now?
Yes. Yes. You don't count. two TF con USAs a year. How's that?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I honestly hope it's a one-off, because if they're starting to do two, then I'm likely going to miss both of them every year.
Mm-hmm.
Because going to one in July and then one in October is, it asks a lot every year, but then to go, you know, October and then all of a sudden I'm back to going to one in March again. That's a lot. Plus all the other conventions I go to every year. I'm never home now.
Yeah. I mean, with me doing a convention this weekend, Star Wars Celebration in April, TFCon Toronto is like still, it's very iffy. I don't know if that'll happen, but if I, you know, something in October, that is a lot more likely. So we'll have to see. And Yoshi had a great time there last time, and, you know, it's number one Derek's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
But across the Atlantic, we have some surprising news from TF Nation. They are announcing the Gundam Wing. I see what they did there. They are going to have, they're opening up to more robot franchises. This is with the help of their friends at Gundam Mad, and Anime Limited. Gundam Mad, I believe, is it's a fan group for the Gunplay community. I'm not entirely versed on the nomenclature for the Gundam stuff, but you know, they have the whole model kits and everything, and the Gundam Wing section of TF Nation is going to have a huge display of model kits, sales area, lots of stuff available to purchase, and some introductory panels for people that are new to the Gundam hobby. So this is, you know, interesting. I've always, I guess, been Gundam curious, but never actually gotten into it. And it just seems like this is, you know, something good. You know, you can only go so far with just Transformers. This will open them up to a whole nother, you know, fandom. Maybe there'll be some, you know, cross-pollination with people that were only interested in one franchise and not the other. That's really cool. And it's, you know, no added cost. If you're in TF Nation, you can go and, you know, check out this area. And that is it for convention news.
All right. So, yeah, sure to attract all the Gundam curious people to TF Nation. All right. Well, let's finish up the show with some feedback. All right. In our Discord chat, we have a solicitation for advice from Dinobot Maximize. So, Dinobot says, as I have never done anything like this before, I wonder if you guys have any advice about working a con, namely hosting a gaming session. I'm hosting a few sessions to introduce the Transformers trading card game to new players and others at my local con in May. So if there is any advice you guys could offer, it would be great. I should mention I already have some starter packs donated from local comic and card shops, so it will help with having some to use to play with for the sessions. I've sent messages to Wizards of the Coast about it, and they basically said all they could do was point to some promotional images I could print out. Also, my con is May 4th through 5th, the day after the release of the Bumblebee vs. Megatron deck. Well, that's convenient. Maybe you can get your hands on that before it starts. But yeah, I mean, I guess really the only experience I personally have working at a con is when we were selling our Transmissions Till All Are One exclusive cover at TFCon in 2016 in Canada and Chicago.
We've also done panels, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
What I would suggest is, one, I would try to get your hands on at least one copy of that Beavers and Megatron deck to give away as a prize. I mean, maybe even if you could get one of those shops, just donate it. Be clear. I don't know if you would have like a microphone since this is a gaming session, but you know, just be clear. Keep all the explanations as simple as you can, because these people are likely going to be coming in cold with no real experience with it, or you just have to approach it that way. And just if you can get maybe some people from the card shops to help with like the playing, like maybe if you could get one person at each table that is familiar with it, that would probably help the games go along a little better.
Yeah, definitely try to recruit some friends or anybody to help you just with running everything. Don't try to do everything by yourself. I think for us, you know, having the four of us on the podcast has always been helpful when we're all at a convention together. We are able to to more evenly distribute the workload.
Yeah, I mean, one thing we did like at the, I think it was 2015 or 2016, where we were all there at like one of the podcast panels. You know, some of us were up there, but then like Daryl was in the audience with the microphone, and it really helped spreading a lot of those duties around. So you're not trying to scramble and do everything.
Daryl, you have any additional advice?
Not really. Everything's going to be different running a gaming session is different than what we did. Honestly, if my advice to you would be to ask the guys over at WTF at DFW, they are doing exactly what you're doing. So, you know, they're running gaming sessions. They did it this past weekend at TFCon Los Angeles. I know, Aaron and Chris run them at their local stores, every couple months or so. So honestly, I think you're asking the wrong people. I would be sending messages to them, but, as far as just running a session in general, you need to know the game inside and out. You need to be able to answer any question. So yeah, do your research. Make sure you know what you're doing, you're talking about. Because if you're running it, people are looking to you to be the expert.
And I will say, if you're not sure, give your answer as if you are completely sure, because they will know. I might be giving away too many of secrets of what we do on the show.
You seem to be implying that we might not be totally sure of what we're doing around here, Jeremy.
Fake it till you make it has served me well throughout my whole life.
All right. Well, that's all the feedback we got for this week. So we will call it a day for this episode of Transmissions. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Hello.
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 Your friend Daryl was stuck in Toronto. Ooh. So you asked me to join you.
No,
it's
we didn't.
So nice.
We didn't. Oh. Nope. Nope. Nope.
What am I hearing?
Playing my Switch.
You're playing a Switch? Well, you're supposed to be getting ready.
I am ready.
Put the game away, Yoshi.
Quit playing with your toy, Yoshi. Or Charles, Daryl, Luke, someone, Evangelist.